All right, so are you ready to dive into a promised land? We're taking a deep dive into Barack Obama's story and experiences leading up to his election as president.
I am so ready. This book is incredible. You really get a sense of the man behind the presidency. His personal journey is fascinating.
Yeah, and it's amazing how much his upbringing seems to have really influenced his leadership style later on. Like, it's all connected.
Absolutely.
It's clear how important his family was to him.
Oh, 100%. Like his mom, she seemed to have a really unique way of teaching him about empathy and responsibility.
Yeah, and he even talks about this one story about how, whenever he was a kid and complained about someone being unfair, his mom would always ask, "Barack, which kind of person do you want to be?"
It's such a simple question, but it's so powerful. She wasn't letting him off the hook with any easy answers, you know? She really made him think about the kind of person he wanted to be in the world. And those early lessons really seemed to stick with him.
Yeah, and you can see that in his focus on ethical leadership and social justice throughout his presidency.
Exactly.
And another really interesting dynamic in the book is his relationship with Michelle. Even in those early years, you can see how her pragmatism balanced his idealism.
100%.
Like, he talks about how when they were dating, he took her to one of his community organizing workshops, which, let's be honest, not exactly a glamorous date.
Not really.
And she had this really pointed reaction.
You can tell she saw his dedication and his passion, but also saw how hard that path would be, especially for someone with his talent and ambition, you know? It's almost like she knew what kinds of challenges were ahead for him even back then.
It makes you wonder. And he even quotes her as saying, "Have you ever noticed that if there's a hard way and an easy way, you choose the hard way every time?"
It's funny, but it's also really insightful about their dynamic. She keeps him grounded and challenged him to be realistic, but never tried to like dim his idealism, you know?
Totally.
And that balance seems to have been so crucial, especially when he was in the White House.
And through all of the challenges and the triumphs, there's this constant theme of family being his anchor. He talks about Malia and Sasha with so much love, and you can just feel how important his family is to him.
100%, yeah. There's even this really poignant moment where he reflects on the possibility of life after politics. And you can just feel him almost yearning for that sense of normalcy and privacy again.
It's a side of him that we don't always get to see. It's the devoted father and husband behind the presidential facade, and it humanizes him in a way that makes his story even more compelling.
You know, it's really something that even after that tough loss early on, he never lost sight of the bigger picture.
Well, you're talking about his loss in that congressional race.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Most people would have just walked away, but not Obama.
Nope, not at all.
Wow.
He actually talks about that time and uses this analogy of a running back's spotting an opening in the line of scrimmage. He didn't see that loss as like a failure.
Right.
It was more like a chance to kind of reassess and then find a new path, you know,
Rough.
to break through.
And that next level for him was the Senate, which he wins. But it's what happens during that campaign that really stands out. I mean, that speech at the 2004 Democratic National Convention, incredible.
I mean, talk about a masterclass in communication, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't just giving like a regular speech, you know, on the campaign trail. He was sharing a vision and it really connected with people.
He even said he felt this, like, magic
Yeah.
when he was speaking, like he was tapping into something bigger than himself. What do you think it was about him that allowed him to connect with people that way?
I think part of it was just his way with words. You know, he could weave in personal stories and history and, you know, like these amazing speeches. But it was more than that, right? He had this unique ability to speak to people's hopes, you know, their anxieties, their yearning for something better.
It's like he could see the country's potential, I mean, both the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And he could make other people see it too. But of course, being a black man in America, let alone a black man in that position, it presented its own set of challenges.
Absolutely, yeah. The book doesn't shy away from the challenges. I mean, think about it. He was trying to navigate a world where race was always there, always present. Even when it wasn't being directly talked about,
It's true.
you know?
He talks about the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and how he felt this responsibility to speak out about the government's response or lack thereof,
Yeah.
especially how it impacted black
It
community.
is a defining moment for him. I mean,
Yeah.
here he was, a relatively new senator,
Correct.
right? Stepping onto this huge stage, and he addressed these really deep-rooted issues, race and inequality in America.
He wasn't afraid at all to call out the systemic racism that was at the heart of it,
Right.
but he also offered a way forward, like a vision for a better, more just, and more equitable society. And that's not easy.
It's really not. It's important to remember that back then, talking about race in such a direct way, it was still taboo, especially in those positions of power.
For sure.
But he was willing to challenge those norms and, push the conversation forward, even if it made people uncomfortable.
And then, of course, the 2008 presidential campaign.
Yeah.
The book really does give you a front row seat to everything.
I know. It was this whirlwind. He goes from being this relatively unknown senator to becoming the first black president of the United States.
It's an amazing story.
It really is. It's about ambition and hope and, the power of grassroots organizing. But, it wasn't easy, right? There are a lot of challenges.
And he doesn't shy away from those vulnerable moments. Like there's this one part where he talks about Michelle and her fears. Someone told her presidents get shot.
Yeah.
You can just feel that weight on him, not just for himself, but for his family too.
It's a really heavy reminder of what they were facing as the first black family in the White House. They were breaking down so many barriers and putting their lives on the line.
And just like that, he's in the Oval Office. And boom, the world kind of falls apart, you
Yeah.
know? Not exactly the welcome gift you want when you become president.
It's true. A global financial crisis, definitely not the best way to start a presidency. But you know what's fascinating? Even with all that going on, he was really focused on trying to rebuild America's relationships around the world.
Yeah.
He talks about working on diplomacy and collaboration, especially with countries like Russia,
He does talk about those meetings with Medvedev. They were trying to like hit the reset button on things.
Exactly. It shows you how much he believed in dialogue, even when you disagree with someone. But back home, he had a whole other battle going on.
Healthcare.
Healthcare, don't even get me started. He really wanted to make healthcare affordable and accessible for everyone, but he faced opposition everywhere he turned.
Wasn't just Republicans either.
It just goes to show how tough it is to make real change, even when everyone thinks you have all the power. He's really open about how hard it was, the compromises he had to make, the toll it took on him.
I remember that part where he's talking about a meeting with his advisors. They're trying to figure out how to get this healthcare bill passed, right?
Yeah.
Some of them are saying, come on, get tough with the Republicans.
Yeah.
But he's unsure. He still thinks they can find common ground.
It's that idealism,
Yeah.
He wanted to believe that even in Washington, with all the drama, people could still find a way to work together. But the truth is, some people saw that as weakness.
And that's when you had the Tea Party coming in,
Okay.
right? Adding fuel to the fire.
They were angry, scared, looking for someone to blame.
And Obama, talking about hope and change, he was an easy target.
Right. He was. It reminds you that being a leader, especially during tough times, it's not just about policies. It's about understanding what people are feeling.
It really makes you appreciate everything he was dealing with. It wasn't just about the economy or passing laws. It was about navigating this whole, I don't know, political minefield.
Absolutely. But through it all, what really comes through in this book is his resilience. He never gave up on what he believed in, on making things better, and that's really inspiring.
It really is.
Yeah.
He never lost sight of that vision, even when things were tough. Makes you wonder how you would handle those situations. Would you have made the same choices?
That's what makes a book like this so incredible. It makes you think about your own beliefs, your values, and how we can all work towards a better future, even when things are tough. And that's what we should all be thinking about.
Absolutely. That's it for today's Deep Dives. We'll be back next time with another fascinating story. See you then.